Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said the order was issued on October 19, 2021. Dr. Gonsalves said it requires employees in a number of sectors to have at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine.
Persons are keen to know what happens as of Friday the 19th, when statutory rule and order number 28 of 2001 comes into effect. You know the name of that statutory rule and order, which was issued on the 19th of October. The formal title of it is Public Health Public Body Special Measures Rules 2021, where these rules come into effect on Friday, you know. And you may recall that we had discussions on this. This discussion has been going on the draft of these rules since the middle of July, which when it was circulated, and lots of formal consultations took place between the state administration and the various representative bodies of the employees concerned with this matter, where there's a requirement for vaccination, at least the first dose.
The Prime Minister listed the 13 categories of workers who are required to take the vaccine under the statutory rules and order number 28 of 2021 when it comes into effect this Friday.
I just want to remind everybody who these persons are. There are 13 categories: healthcare employees, permanent secretaries and heads of departments, teachers appointed to public institutions, assisted private schools or public schools, ancillary staff employed within public institutions or public schools, employees of the St. Vincent and Grenadines Community College, members of the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force, prison staff within the meaning of the Prisons Act, Chapter 393, public officers within the Transport and Immigration Services Department, public officers within the Customs and Excise Department, public officers within the House of Assembly, public officers within the Environmental Health Division of the Public Health Department, and employees employed by the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Port Authority, the Argyle International Airport Company Limited, or employed to perform duties at an airport or seaport. And on Friday, there was an addition of one category: members of the auxiliary force and rural constables.
And Dr. Gonsalves said other general public servants will be required to take a PCR test every 2 weeks.
In respect of those required to take the PCR test at least once every 2 weeks, those are the general public servants. And to make it plain, the first two tests are done free. So the public servants have to make sure that they get their tests. Because the rules make it plain that an employee who, without reasonable excuse, this is Rule 8 of these rules, an employee who, without reasonable excuse, fails to comply with Rule 4, Rule 4 deals with testing, or of Rule 5, which deals with vaccination, must not enter the workplace and is to be treated as being absent from duty without leave.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.